In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. We love a Sunday special, don't we?
We love it. I'm excited to be back. New year. I guess at this point it's already January 9th, so we can stop saying Happy New Year.
Yeah, it's over. You're done. Stop it.
It's over.
We're all over. Yes. No more Happy New Year. We did it. We're in it. We're in the thick of this thing, and it's our first week down of the new year. And listen, this podcast keeps moving along, and dating scenarios keep getting different and weirder and more nuanced, and we want you to keep sending your emails to UUP@betches.com. Also, share.
That's the Cher song.
Yeah, that's the
Cher
song.
Jared Fried.
That's right.
Love it.
Breaking it down. So, Jordana, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about casual relationships. And really, I think about how much you're owed in them. I'm just going to read the email. And I feel like this will bring up a lot of questions and answers.
Hit it.
Hi, Jared and Jordana. Love the podcast and all your great advice. I wanted to share the latest drama from my dating life because this one is honestly hilarious. This one is hilarious to me, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on what is an appropriate standard to ask for in a casual relationship. Okay, can we stop using the word hilarious to describe scenarios that are not hilarious?
That's the thing. She's like, I think this is hilarious to me. It's like, oh, you don't sound like you're laughing.
I don't even think she thinks it's hilarious. When we get to the email, I think she thinks it's actually the opposite of hilarious.
Yeah. This is maddening, even.
I always hear the phrase, own your standard, but curious to know if that advice needs to be thrown out when something serious is off the table, because that's the vibe I'm getting from this situation.
See, we're already down a troublesome road.
Right. When it's already not hilarious.
Yeah, it's already not hilarious. But also, like, when something serious is off the table because that's the vibe I'm getting, that means you are not even setting a standard.
Right.
You're just reacting
to a vibe.
Yes.
Background on the situation is that I matched with this guy on Bumble back in September, and we have both been super busy and traveling frequently, which has really only allowed us to see each other about once or twice a month, and there has been an implicit understanding that it's just going to be a casual situation. The few times we have seen each other have been light and fun and have been casual dinner/drink type dates or hangouts at each other's places. We did have sex on the first night we met each other. I didn't have any feelings so far because I don't know the guy well enough yet to decide if I could ever like him as anything more. So I was fine with the nature of the relationship. The last time I saw him 2 weeks ago, we both expressed interest in going skiing the following Sunday, but then ended up mutually agreeing to cancel because the conditions on the slopes were unfavorable, which was totally fine and understandable. I reached out this past Thursday asking if he would like to try again to ski this Sunday yesterday, and he said, yes, I am interested, but my plans are funky because my truck is broken and I need to coordinate with my friends the plan for the weekend, so I'll let you know later. So I said, cool, let me know once you figure it out. Deep down, though, I had a strong gut feeling that he might not deliver on that, so I made alternative plans with my friends for Sunday and had a great time. Coincidentally, I even saw him from afar at the same ski resort, but I didn't say hi because I was annoyed. And sure enough, he did not reach back out. So my plan at this point was to assume he was no longer interested and that I would not reach out again and just leave it and have it end there. Out of the blue this morning, Monday, he asked me for recommendations for Chicago because apparently he'll be visiting and I had told him I used to live there. Like I said above, I was planning to not take any further action. It's like legal. Like I said above, I was planning to not take any further action, but I was taken aback by the fact that he would ask for a favor from me, knowing that it had not contacted me, even though he said he would. I felt that this gave me a perfect opportunity to jump in and let him know my feelings. See attached screenshots. Let's read the screenshots, and then we'll get back to the rest of the email. It's a wild ride. Okay.
I'll be here. Got any Chicago wrecks for me?
Ha 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 ha. Are you? I guess this is the hilarious part.
Yeah. This is... You idiot.
I'm actually imagining like an evil laugh.
Yeah, absolutely. A
lot of ha's. Are you kidding me? It takes approximately 30 seconds to let someone know about your fucky plans. And apparently, I'm not even worth that much of your time. So I'm not sure why you'd think I'd want to give you my Rex.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I never thought you would actually... It's fine. I never thought you would actually get back to me. So I went with my friends to Copper and had an awesome day. Even saw you at the base at the end of the day. LOL. Like eye roll emoji. It's annoying when someone tells you that they'll do something when they clearly aren't actually going to. Why not just be honest about what you actually want or don't want? Truth hurts a lot less than ghosting does. Even though we don't know each other well and it's just a super casual situation right now, I still have feelings and always expect some baseline level of respect. Hopefully you wouldn't do that to a friend or family member or anyone you actually respect. Okay, that's all I got. Sorry for the soapbox. Just had to get that out of my system.
I should have texted you my plan, but my plan kept changing each day. I was supposed to go to blank Saturday, then my truck died again. Friends and I made plans last minute to go to Copper. Like you said, it's a casual situation. I wasn't ghosting you, more so it simply did not come to mind to let you know Sunday morning I was doing a last minute Copper trip. Communication goes both ways. Your boy is still...
I was on his side a little bit until that.
Your boy,
just say
B-O-I.
How it's spelled.
Yeah. This guy's great. Your boy is still dealing with brain injury bullshit. Sorry for laughing. I forget things a lot, misspell things all the time, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes I need a reminder text or follow-up text. I own this one because I told you I'd let you know and I didn't.
Thanks. I understand it's not that big of a deal. I don't know the extent of how it affects your day-to-day life, so I could only make assumptions, which might not be correct. I apologize if I jumped to incorrect conclusions or overreacted.
All good, blank. I actually disagree with his, you know, I'm sorry about his brain injury, but the
your boy
idea
has
that,
a
like,
brain injury.
Your boy. Maybe that's why he's misspelled boy. I just think it's like a little bit, it's very convenient for him to be like, your boy's still dealing with a brain injury, but I'll take this one. Like he has to casually throw in a very serious thing.
It's not my fault. But
I'll still take it.
I didn't do it, but if I did, here's how.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like that either.
I don't buy it.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it. There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my
hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or 3 bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, You Up listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4x. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select You Up in the drop down menu that follows. There's a lot to discuss. I'll finish the email. This may have been a more than necessary aggressive way of handling things, but at this point, I knew that I did not want to continue the relationship, felt I had nothing to lose, and was not expecting any particular outcome from sending these texts. Like I said, we don't know each other very well, and I really had not developed an opinion about him. Am I wrong for expecting a baseline level of respect for something that is only casual? I am not expecting to be a priority over anything in this guy's life, but thought a simple, hey, I am busy with friends today, let's try another time, is not asking for too much, especially when he told me that he would let me know. I know I should just brush it off, but I can't help but feel annoyed. Am I crazy for still feeling a bit hurt and gaslit in this situation? One of the times we hung out, he had mentioned a car accident he was in, but never told me that it still negatively affects his everyday life. So I took that as just a quick excuse. Call me crazy, but I think this is a bit ridiculous to use the fact that it's casual as an excuse from having to display common courtesy or to expect me to chase him with a follow-up text to remind him I exist. So I apologize, even though I know I don't think I did anything wrong. And that's the end of that. Sincerely, casual relationships are a very slippery slope.
Yeah, I'll say to her, I can't speak to him. I mean, we already kind of spoke to him with his, like, the brain injury thing. I don't think that's gaslighting. I just think he's trying
it's
to give,
excuse,
him,
which
give himself
fine,
an out
whatever.
To not be the biggest dick in the world. Listen, her biggest issue is he doesn't care. He likes her just enough to have sex, interact with her, ask for recommendations, and hang out when it's most convenient for him.
Right.
And she's getting offended by that because she's created what the rules of casual should be, but without even discussing them. To me, they're just assuming they're casual because of the things they did, but she doesn't want casual. And she's saying that to us.
Right. She's pretending she's into casual, but her version of casual is different than his version of casual, and they've never defined what casual are. I mean, yeah. Just to walk back even like her first thing in the email, like, or in the text where she's like, you had the nerve to ask me for a favor. It's like, he asked you to like name a couple places in Chicago. He didn't ask you to like pick up his dog and like walk his dog and like take care of his mom. And like, I think that like, that seems like a very innocent way of getting in touch with someone. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was like I think if he actually did ask you for some crazy favor, that would actually make the story sound a little, that would imply that your relationship was not casual.
Yeah.
Like a big enough favor to imply that. I could see more of her like irritation and outrage. But this is clearly him contacting her after they had a day where they both kind of like, it seems like in, to an extent, they both sort of flaked out on each other.
Yeah.
Because she didn't follow up either. She didn't say, hey, just following up. Like, it's not like, he said he would tell her. Then she was like, okay. And then he didn't say anything. But she also never said, like, so did you want to hang out or not? So I'm not saying it's her fault.
That's because she's putting him through these tests that he doesn't know he's taking. And every time he fails the test, she gets mad at him for not caring more about the test.
Right.
You know, when she says, I saw him at the mountain and I didn't say anything, like, hey, like, first of all, she has a right to be as mad as she wants to be. They went on dates and then they, because of scheduling, they don't get together. They end up having sex. And she could say to him, hey, I'd like to go on another date. And she never does that. She just says, oh, well, we just let it go to, it's been insinuated that it was casual. It's like, well, then what does that mean to you? That means, do you want to be, you know, you want to go on dates? Do you want to go meet out sometimes? Do you, if someone, it's okay to say to someone, hey, I never heard from you. I'm going to assume we're off for today.
Right.
Instead of being like, I'm not going to say anything. And then, you know, catching him in the act while he goes and hangs out with like someone else he chose over you. Like, of course you're going to feel offended because you never even like got an explanation or you never even like said to him, hey, I'm turned off by this behavior.
Right. And I think it's totally okay if he didn't follow up and then she texted him and said, hey, I know we're casual and maybe that means something different to you. But to me, it still involves a level of what I think is respectful enough to follow up when you say you're going to text. And that would have been totally fine on her part. And I think and totally okay, a nice way to set your standard. But I think she's waited for him. And then she was like, okay, he's reached out. He's asked me for something. Now I have a right to be infuriated. And I'm going to just like let loose and like take it all out. Again, I don't think she said anything like that terrible, but I think it came off a little immature that she's like laughing hysterically at him asking her for a recommendation for a city where he's probably thought like, okay, we're still in this casual thing. Like I could still text you. We might actually meet up again. And like part of the nature of our casual relationship is that our texts don't hold that much weight.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's laughing at herself. Like to me, like, she's laughing at herself for even like being here still, you know, right. Like, you know, I just, if she's going to sit and the fact that she goes and makes plans with other people, I had a feeling he wasn't going to like make any plans. So I made other plans. It's like, then if you had a feel like, and women do this a lot. I knew you weren't going to do this date. Well, if you knew it, why don't you just dump me? You know, like if you knew right. it, then why didn't you just,
because he'd rather have the test, which you think is actually more empowering, but it's not empowering. It actually just makes you at the whim of their decision to pass or fail the test.
Totally. So that, and what are you going to do? Because this happens a lot. Like I had a feeling you weren't going to do it. No. Next time I'll do better. And then they don't. Now you're on a date with someone who's like trying to prove you wrong and not because they want to be there.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, the exchange was not that hilarious, but
I find it hilarious.
And it's like, I can see why you'd be annoyed. But,
totally.
But and I think there's ways to handle that annoyance that are expressed in a better way than the way she expressed
it. Also, you want more than this. That's okay to admit.
Right.
You're not
that's
wrong
part of it.
That's part of it. You don't want this. That's okay. And maybe next time, you know, she said they had sex on the first date or whatever. Maybe you go, you know what? I'm not cut out for this sex on the first date thing. I'm going to go a few more dates and see if I'm into this and see if this person's going to like do, you know, a level of effort for me that will make me feel good about it.
Right. I think reflecting on one's own behavior is a lot harder than creating a villain in a scenario of like someone who was disrespectful and rude and mean and like, and you're victimized. I think that's an easier way to process things because it doesn't involve any introspection or any, and again, I'm not saying she's wrong or did anything wrong, but like you said, you can evaluate your own reaction to things and evaluate what you as a person wants. And that's a hard thing to do because it takes you a little bit out of your comfort zone of just doing the same things you always do.
Totally.
But I think in the long term, that's what's going to get you into a situation that you like more.
It sounds like she's mad he doesn't care. And he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He cares enough to like, he's like, you know, if she heard him talk about her, she would be like massively, she'd be like, he'd be like, yeah, she's hot. We fucked up. Whatever. Maybe we'll hang out again. Like that's yeah, how that's, he's looking at this.
And I get it. It's like, it's annoying to care a lot more than one person. And that's why she's trying to like kind of pretend that she doesn't care.
Yeah. 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 She's like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man.
Right.
Loud laugh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's coming out in this way. But I think like what you said, like think about what happened in the situation. Figure out how you might want to look for different kinds of people or do different things next time. And it won't be it doesn't have to be such an enraged yet hilarious sitch.
Yet hilarious.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love. For sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code UUP20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. I love, they also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting LEE.com. That's LEE.com to shop spring looks now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's play a game. Is that cool?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. J&J's final say. I love these ones. This is a good, fun game. I like this one.
Yes.
So basically, we give our opinion to settle a debate. So these were IG polls.
The closest polls of the week.
Mm-hmm. And so this one's a red flag deal breaker. You ready?
I'm ready.
They want to wait till marriage to move in to please their parents. And then red flag 48%, deal breaker 52%. What do you think?
If it didn't say to please their parents, it would be just a red flag to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to move in, so it would be like something I would have to think about. Not wouldn't necessarily be a deal breaker. To please their parents means that that they're not mature enough to live with someone because they're still making decisions based on other people's feelings. Mm-hmm. So I'd be out.
Yeah, the parents are a part of every decision going forward. This is, and I think what you said is correct. Like the adultness of this, like moving in with someone is the most adult thing in the world, and you're right. Treating that with the vision of a child. So,
right, you need like approval from someone not in your relationship to move in with the person. To me, seems like not a healthy setup.
No, and I would assume every decision is going to be that going forward.
That's true too. There's four people,
them and the parents. Yeah,
yeah, in the relationship. So yeah, I'd be out. But if it just said they want to wait until they're married to move in with each other, it's something, depending on their reasons or depending on why that was, wouldn't necessarily be a deal breaker.
Yeah, because mommy said so is not a good reason.
Yes.
Let's do one more.
Okay, which is worse? So we have two prompts. The first prompt is, if I could have a superpower, it would be the ability to control and tap into the senses of insects. I play a character with this ability in an RPG. I don't know what that is. And it's way more versatile than you'd think. Or if you laugh at this,
role we'll get playing game, RPG.
Yeah, it must be something like that. Yeah.
So they role play as a bug. Okay.
Okay. That makes it a lot weirder. Okay.
Or they tap in the senses of it, I guess. They play it.
That's quite specific.
It's way more versatile than you think. Okay.
And the second prompt is, if you laugh at this, we'll get along. Pee pee poo poo. They're so different.
Is that my new best friend? I laughed at it.
If you're the person who said this prompt, maybe find Jared.
Yeah, if you laugh at this, we'll get along. Pee pee poo poo.
Okay, I think you might have met your match. This is going to be Sleepless in Seattle.
Comedic genius.
So it sounds like you're going with that one.
The worst is the bug one.
That's creepy. Yeah, I'd have to be out.
You wouldn't laugh if we'll get if you you don't think that's funny.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I knew everything about the person, it might be funny, but it's just kind of like, are you trying?
Yeah, that's fair.
Or that is you fair. Is this whole thing a joke to you?
Is the whole, if the other prompts were like totally serious and then it was just this.
You're right.
That is fun. That's a fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking for someone that's compassionate, that's good with children, likes to cook and likes to have a glass of wine. Also, if you laugh at this, we'll get along. Pee pee poo poo.
You love that one. You might be changing your prompt right now.
I think I might. Well, Jordana, we solved dating again. We did it.
We did it. Another week down. Happy 2022. Ready to get into this fucking year. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you on Wednesday.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th.
Betches.